There's nothing like the sound of a Harley, and that's an American-made bike.
That's John Rappa of Warwick.
R-A-P-P-A. I'm not a rapper, but I am a rapper.
He's a retired auto body worker, and at 80, he sports a thick head of white hair and a muscular build. A heavy gold chain with his initials, J.R., dangles around his neck. And while he's officially an unaffiliated voter, he's a big Trump supporter.
He's the man. He says it the way it is, and that's what I like about him.
During the summer, Trump lambasted Rappa's beloved bike maker for saying the company plans to move some factories overseas to avoid European trade tariffs. Rappa agrees with the president.
100%. I mean, why not? It's an American bike. That's all we talk about is Harley because it's made in America. You know, why should we buy something from China if it can be done here? Doesn't make any sense.
It's unclear where exactly Harley will move its European production, but the company already makes some bikes and bike parts in Brazil, Australia, Thailand, and India. Rappa rides a 2012 Harley Softail Heritage. It's one of more than 11,000 Harley-Davidson motorcycles registered in Rhode Island, according to the State Department of Motor Vehicles. Music from the 1950s and 60s blares from loudspeakers at the Classic Car Show at Oakland Beach in Warwick. The event feels like a throwback to another era. American flags snap in the breeze, blowing off the bay. Drivers rumble by in old model cars. And Harley riders lounge by their bikes. Bob Letourneau is among them. He's a 69-year-old retired auto mechanic from Providence. He wears a leather vest with an American flag on the back and the words, "Live to Ride." He's also a registered Democrat.
I never liked Trump, even when he had that TV show. He's got the same attitude. You're fired. I don't think anybody in his cabinet has been there since he got elected. What are you going to do? That's him.
Trump has often touted his support among Harley riders, predominantly white men. But these Harley-Davidson enthusiasts are not all Trump loyalists. Still, Letourneau sympathizes with the president's anger over Harley's plan to move factories overseas.
American made is important to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm an American. There's no better reason than that.
But Bob Miller understands Harley's decision to move production overseas. He's a businessman who rides a shiny 2014 Softail Deluxe Harley.
I think Harley has to do what they need to do to maintain their business and keep their shareholders happy.
Miller is one of the 48% of registered voters in Rhode Island who are unaffiliated. He describes himself as a libertarian and pretty middle of the road, not a Trump supporter. He has two grown children, both raised in Rhode Island, and he says the most important issues for him are the rising cost of health insurance and taxes. But he's not planning to vote in tomorrow's primary.
No, I'm not voting in the primary.
Why?
There's nobody there that I'm willing to vote for.
He says he's waiting to hear the candidates talk more about the issues.
Well, yeah, when they tell us more about what their positions are and maybe have a debate or two so that I can understand, you know, where they're coming from and what they're looking to achieve and what they have to offer, then yeah, maybe I might, but not at this point.
So Miller isn't planning to vote in the primary. But what about Trump supporter John Rappa?
You're going to vote in the primary?
Depending how I feel, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do yet.
Rappa says he's leaning towards Republican gubernatorial candidate Alan Fung, but he hasn't made up his mind yet. And Letourneau, the registered Democrat, expressed a sentiment I heard from a number of Harley riders, that they're frustrated with politicians in general.
My theory on voting is you're always voting for the lesser of two evils. And that's the way it always works out. Because before they get in, they'll tell you anything. But after they get in, either they don't want to do something, or the way the political arena is, they can't do something.
So regardless of their party affiliation or their views on Trump, the bikers weren't enthusiastic about voting. And that sentiment could keep some of them from showing up at the polls tomorrow. Lynn Arditti, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right. But when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around.